the Ionian Sea, halfway between Italy and Greece. This is Dispatch of the New Evening World News, reporting from the deck of the Aphrodite, an elegant cruise ship on its maiden voyage, currently under attack by the pirate Crab, a towering metal monstrosity of unconfirmed origin. Using its two large claws, the invading amphibious machine has grappled the ship and is peeling apart the Aphrodite's hull in search of indeterminate cargo in the hold below. Passenger evacuation procedures have begun, as the stress of this terrorist operation upon the Aphrodite's structural integrity is possibly catastrophic. Given the disappearance of two similar vessels in the Mediterranean Sea in the past week, the Aphrodite may soon meet the mysterious fates of the luxury liners Neptune's Trident and the Frolicking Dolphin. Moments ago, the apparent commander of the pirate crab announced her intention of theft via loudspeaker, identifying herself as Capitan Xerxes Adelgun Dortmunder, a disgraced German naval officer who disappeared last year during a mutiny aboard a ship, Die Berliner. Dortmunder's connection to the new technology necessary for the existence of the giant pirate crab, as well as the attacks on the luxury cruise ships, adds to the speculation of what Dortmunder is attempting to steal, given that all three vessels... Damn it, Dispatch! Put your little dictaphone away! That mechanical beast is tearing the ship apart. It's going to sink us. We've got to get to a lifeboat. We've got to... Wait a minute. Where is Angela Jekyll? Where is her husband? They were just here a second ago. We've got to find them. Don't worry, Miss Lavish. They've probably gone in search of a lifeboat ahead of us. But, as you say, we should probably join them. You don't understand, Spatch. It's very important that Angela and her husband not be left alone together. Promise me, darling, that you'll get to a lifeboat as soon as you trigger my transformation. I know Deborah will hate me for it, but I have got to do what I can to save everyone and stop that horrible pirate crab. Lola Hyde is so strong, I know she can topple it. I can feel her desire building within me. She wants to do the right thing. For once. Okay? Now hold me, darling. Kiss me. Squeeze me. Make me change. Oh, it's starting. I'm changing. I should let you go. But it's so hard to resist. You give me such tremendous power with your touch. Don't stop. I've got to have more. Another minute. I'll become... Yes, it's happening. Give it to me, baby. Make me... Lola Hyde. Oh, thank you, my darling husband. You made me your Lola once more, even after everything I've done to you. Has my beautiful man forgiven me? I'm ashamed of what happened. How I treated you. On our honeymoon, no less. It was unforgivable. It's made me realize that I cannot remain as Lola Hyde for extended periods of time. I become corrupted by the enormous power you give me. I promise that I will willingly submit myself to you as Angela Jekyll after I defeat that oversized tin can out there.
Angela! Angela! Are you in there? You better not be doing what I think you're doing.
That's my cue. I'd better go. Wish me luck, won't you? I love you, my darling. No! How dare you show your face again! Hiya, Debs. You gonna let me tear the arms off that thing all by myself, or are you gonna get your ass in gear and give me a helping hand?
Are you mad? That thing is gigantic. Absolutely not.
Dolores Batch, I'm Lola Hyde. I need you to protect my husband while I go save everyone. Think you can do that?
Of course. It will be an honor, Miss Hyde.
Good. You do this for me, and you'll have earned both Angela's and my trust.
Hyde, I forbid you to take this course of action. We've got to get your husband to safety. And I will not allow you to jeopardize dear Angela's life this way.
Oh, it would be just awful if you didn't have Angela Jekyll under your thumb. You manipulative bitch. Quit your belly aching and bring out your monster. Make yourself useful.
I'm warning you, Hyde. If you push me once more, I will make you wish you hadn't.
Is that a promise? How's this?
You struck me. How dare you?
That ought to do it. Last one over at the giant crab thingy is a rotten egg. You rotten egg.
I bet I can rip off more crab legs than you.
I hate her. I hate her.
Oh, God, how I hate her.
Well, there's a sight you don't see every day. Or I don't know, perhaps you do. My good sir, I think we have time to pack a quick travel bag for the ladies for when they shrink back to normal. And then we best get a move on and find us a little dinghy. Ah, I declare, you've got a bit more color in your cheeks now. Must be this fresh sea air. Come on then.
Why have you not found the package yet? Where is the crate? Our intent placed it in this section of the ship, yeah?
Mein Capitaine, there are two large, naked women scaling the gripping claw.
What is this nonsense? Give me a visual on them. Immediately.
Yeah, mein Capitaine.
My God. I have never seen such beauty.
Yeah. And the other one is monstrous.
Dunkov, I meant the monster Fraulein. Send the security team to meet them on the upper deck. Capture them if possible. I will be very rewarding of a capture. But otherwise, kill them, of course.
Mein Capitan, they have reached the hull. Both have taken positions at the bases of our main cloth.
What are they doing? Sound red alert. Stop them.
Stay there, Monster Deb. It can't reach us with its claws if we stand where they attach at their bases. At least it had to let go of the Aphrodite. Do you see where the rivets ring around the bottom of the claw arm? Probably where it's weakest. I bet you I can rip mine off faster than you can rip yours off. Then let's see you do it, big girl. I know I can do this.
Because I am Lola Hyde. I can do anything. My husband loves me. He believes in me. He forgives me. I nearly fucked him to death, and he still can't get enough of me. Because I am the woman he always wanted. You hear that, Debbie? You're just some chippy he hired to model for a statue of me. If I can do this, then not only will he love me, but Angela might love me too. We did it. We did it. Two claws down and dropped into the sea. Get over here, you big dope, and give me a hug. Hey, watch it, you stupid idiot. We're on the same team, remember? Table it, gorgeous. This thing has 8 more legs, and they're smaller. Should be easy for us to pluck off a few more. Looks like we pissed them off. They must be emerging out of the top of the crab's head. Without their claws, they shouldn't bother our ship. Which is sailing away from us. Monster Deb, we better get going. Well, I appreciate that you're a bigger target than me, and we could certainly climb up there and tear those goons apart. I say we'd better retreat. I am trying to turn over a new leaf here, and it wouldn't look good if I got you killed. Speaking of which, I hope you can swim, Monster Deb. I guess we're about to find out.
Attention, trespassers. We will take you into custody, or you will be shot.
You tell her, Monster Deb. Hey, Captain, allow me to translate for my friend. Fuck off. You mess with us, or our boat, or I hear one more shot fired. Then me and my gal pal here are gonna come up there and stick your guns and the rest of your crab legs up your asses. Do I make myself clear? That's right. All right, Rotten Egg, let's go skinny dipping. And just follow me. Oh, Rotten Egg, what a ride. Am I right? Look at that big thing up there, slinking away. We kicked its ass, Monster Deb. You and me, babe. Angela and your two-faced Danier half can get it on in the tub. But I want to party with you, my friend. Woo! Are you doing okay? They didn't get you, did they? I think that was all warning shots back there. Oh, you're all right. But I think we're gonna have to start swimming if we're ever gonna catch up with our boat. Say, there's a lifeboat coming toward us. You see who it is, Rotten Egg? It's a rescue party! Over here, you lucky bastard. He's got Dolores Spatch rowing with him. And I'm afraid to tell you this, babe, but there might not be enough room on that little boat for us both. So I'm glad you're such a strong swimmer. Ahoy! Ahoy, my husband and my favorite member of the press corps. Did you see that shit? Big Debbie Snookums and I fucking trounced that crab. Wasn't that the best? Too bad we didn't have butter sauce for dipping. It was quite spectacular, Miss Hyde. But now, I think you'd better change back, both of you, so we can get you into this boat, dried off and dressed warmly. Debbie can change back, but I'll still fit in the boat.
Can't you see that my husband wants to thank me, in his special way, for a job well done? My understanding is that Miss Lavish will not shrink down to normal size until you do as well. Please, Miss Hyde, do this for your husband. He is quite pleased with your incredible performance, and I must say I am terribly impressed myself. He is averting his eyes. So here, take my hand, and I'll help Angela into the boat. Oh, all right. I suppose I did promise as much. Miss Batch, look into my eyes and ask for Angela.
Well, bless your heart.
All right, Angela. We're ready for you to come back now. I've got your hands, Angela. Come back to us, my dear. We need the good Dr. Jekyll to return to us. There you go. It's all right, Angela, dear. I've got you. In you go. Here's a towel for you to dry off, and then you can get dressed.
Thank you, Miss Batch. You handled my transformation like an expert. I actually regained awareness when you called for me. Thank you for that.
I had some excellent coaching while rowing out here. Your husband thinks the world of you. Now get warm and dry, and I'll see about Miss Lavish. Miss Lavish, you can change back now. Come now, Miss Lavish. We need you smaller to fit in this boat with us. Dr. Jekyll has returned, so it's your turn now.
Please, Deborah, come back to us. We need to stick together, now more than ever.
My, my. Look at her changing. Swim closer, my dear. I can pull you up if you shrink a little more. Okay, there you are. Now, climb aboard. There we are. Well, the gang's all here. Have a towel and get warm and dry next to Dr. Jekyll and her husband.
Will someone please tell me what just happened? I don't appreciate being ordered around. I feel like I'm being used enough as it is.
Miss Lavish, Dr. Jekyll, your husband and I just witnessed your alter egos break the two great claws off of the pirate crab before it slunk away in defeat. So we came out here to collect you.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Oh, Deborah, our monsters are getting along and working together. But where's the ship? Did it sink?
Once the pirate crab released it, the Aphrodite sailed away from us. I can still see it, way over there on the horizon.
You mean they just left us? After we saved them? Why did you even come out here? You should have forced them to pick us up, instead of ruining us at sea.
Now, Miss Lavish, I'm sure that between the four of us we have the ingenuity to save ourselves. In fact, I can make out some land formations in that fog bank over yonder. Once you ladies have both finished dressing, we can row for that. Perhaps it's the mainland of Greece, or an island, maybe.
It sounds like an adventure. I think my husband and I could face anything together. Ugh, I should have remained a monster. Why am I even here? Oh, Deborah. Because you are loved. Come, let us all hold hands. We are in this together. We're a unit. A team. You too, Miss Spatch. Perhaps you can come up with a name for us.
I'd be happy to, Dr. Jekyll. I will do my best.
Inta.
Mein Capitan.
As you ordered, we are continuing the valance of the lifeboat. They appear to be rowing towards the Falkland Islands that is not on any of our charts.
Also, the large monster woman has been replaced by a much smaller woman. Thunderbar maintains surveillance while he makes the necessary repairs. Is there a report on replacing our main claws? I'm sorry to inform you, Man Capitan, that the damage to the main claws is irreversible. We will have to return to base for a complete overhaul of the claw system. Never mind that then. Summon the ship's decorator and have her redesign all the ship insignia, including every uniform. From now on, we will be known as the Giant Sea Spider.